The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's April the 27th and we've got two topics today. Liz Schmidt, League of Women Voters. We'll start with you. Good to have you back here, Liz.
Thank you.
Now, you've got a lot of things that you want to plug.
Well, today. Yeah. The election's over, so we can relax.
Yeah.
What we're doing now.
Last election, not too many people voted.
Though. That's right.
I voted in Harrisburg. I went in to vote at noon. I was number 13.
Wow. And we only had 333 at St. Andrews, which is a very low for us.
Yeah.
At least half. Since it's almost May, I'm going to jump ahead in May.
Okay.
And tell you on May 21st, our education committee is meeting in the library, and we are going to have a fellow named Nick Kramer, who is the coordinator of social studies of the Columbia Public Schools.
Okay.
And we're going to have him tell us what kids today are getting in social studies, especially civics, how they're taught to vote, how they're encouraged to vote, because soon they will be citizens, sooner than you wish. They would be, what, about 14 years old, and in 4 years they can vote.
Yes.
So we want them pushed, and we want to know what they're going to do. That's 6:30 at the Columbia Public Library.
Okay, so that's May 21st.
May 21st. The 23rd and 24th, we are going to have smaller units on clean air, your health,
okay,
which, of course, is very important.
Where
also
is this going to be?
And this will be in different places, so I'm going to give a phone number.
Okay, so if you want to find out about
clean air
and your health, call 445-0655. And you'll tell them where the meetings are.
That's right.
Because they're
smaller meetings and in different locations. Then, if we have time, which I don't know, you're the time regulator.
Just do one more.
On May 5th, we're going to have our state council, which meets in St. Louis. And there we're going to talk about a thing called Vote 411. And this is a thing which you will be able to plug in your zip code and find out who's on your ballot. Now, it's not set up yet because, as you know, we just...
You mean you go to the Internet?
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Internet, mm-hmm, you put your zip code in, and it tells you...
Uh-huh. It'll list your candidates. And the local league is going to cooperate with them. It's called Vote 411. And we're going to see how this works. Don't hold me to it fails. But it's
so
that,
this is going to be a meeting in St. Louis,
uh-huh,
you said?
In St. Louis. We're going to learn all about how to do this.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
We also are very worried about voter ID and voter suppression, and we will have more on that there also. They can use the same phone number, 445-0655.
Okay. Liz Schmidt, thank you so much for coming by. League of Women Voters, and if people want more information about the league, they can call that number, too.
Yes, absolutely.
And who is that?
That's me.
Oh, okay. 445-0655. That's not time and temperature. Sometimes you get the time and temperature
number. Yeah, if you do 449, but we won't tell them that.
All right.
I still get them, though.
All right. Thank you, Liz. 445-0655 for more information about the League of Women Voters. Okay. Now, I turn to Richard Breifogel.
Russell
Breifogel. Thank you, Russell. I was so concerned about getting the last name right, I messed up the first name. And Russell Breifogel is here to talk about Faith and Education Collaborative Conference. When is this going to be?
This will be Sunday, April 29th.
Uh-huh. It's this coming Sunday. April the 29th.
And two in the afternoon to 4:30.
So what's going to happen?
Well, let me get the rest of the information out. It's going to be at the United Methodist Church at 204 South 9th Street here in downtown Columbia. And the topic is seeking the sacred. Anyway, we're going to have a conference with Dr. Tony Alioto from Columbia College.
Yeah, I know Tony Alioto.
And he'll be the keynote speaker. And then we'll have four individuals from four different faith groups sharing their thoughts on Seeking the Sacred. That's the title of the conference.
Seeking the sacred is the name of it.
That is correct. Okay. And all people from all faiths, atheists and agnostics included, are invited to attend.
So what exactly are you hoping to accomplish with this conference?
Okay, the Education and Faith Collaborative, this will be its 10th anniversary workshop, and we seek to develop a culture of peace versus a culture of war. And we do this through having a serious dialogue about diversity and hopefully gaining understanding and respect.
For each other.
For each other.
Don't you think that if we stopped and just gave some common sense thought to each individual, we're a lot more alike than we are different?
Oh, absolutely. That's true. And I certainly like the 6 degrees separation from anyone.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think we're going? Do you think we're making progress as a people, or do you think we're stepping backwards?
There are days when I think we're going forward, and there are days when I think we're not. But I think in the long run, I think now having a African-American president, some people don't like him for whatever reasons. And we certainly now have more women involved in that process that I think, and of course we're just talking about that women started voting in 1913,
yeah,
that we're slowly making progress, but it's a painful process.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, sometimes you feel like you're taking one step forward and two steps backward, but then sometimes it's three steps forward.
Absolutely right.
And
yes.
It just varies. But if we can all just stop and reason and try to understand each other, as we said at the very beginning, I think we're more alike than we are different.
Absolutely. And if people want to attend the conference, they can contact Otto Steinhaus at 442-6886, or they could email Otto at osteinhaus@gmail.com, and that's OSTEINHAUS.
Okay. And you're looking for diversity in this conference.
Absolutely.
You're looking for every religion?
Absolutely.
And hopefully something good will come from it.
I don't remember the year, but the Nazis or the Ku Klux Klan marched the streets of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 135 people show up for our conference.
Really?
I'm not suggesting that the Klan march again.
I understand what you're saying, but it brought a lot of people to the conference. Hopefully you'll have a lot of people this coming Sunday. From, again, what time to what time?
From 2 in the afternoon to 4:30.
Now, can you just go or do you have to sign up ahead of time?
We would prefer that people pre-register.
Okay, and give the number. We're out of time. The number is
442-6886.
442-6886. Thank you so much for coming by, Russell.
Thank you,
Paul. I appreciate it. Okay, let's see. Tomorrow, City of Columbia Cultural Affairs, and we got Tutu Forte and Bill Clark on, actually Monday. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.